This is WSKG News. Next Tuesday, Binghamton voters will head to the polls and elect a mayor. The race is between Republican incumbent Rich David and Democratic challenger Tariq Abdelazim. WSKG's Gabe Altieri sat down with both candidates, and he joins me now. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Sarah.
We already had a conversation about a couple of issues around the election, and now we'll look at two more, infrastructure and flood protection.
Yeah, so we wanted to focus on issues that not only affect Binghamton, but really affect the region as a whole.
So starting with infrastructure, that can be wide-ranging, but what are the sorts of infrastructure issues that David has taken on in his first term as mayor?
He's focused on street reconstruction, paving, milling, remaking roads. David says his administration has refurbished about a third of the streets in the city.
There's a reason that people say, you know, my street hasn't been touched in 10, 20, 30 years. They won't be saying that as part of this administration. Again, you have to focus on these sorts of things to make our environment better.
Meanwhile, Abdelazim thinks things like roads are important, but David's focus has been too small. He wants to look at the big picture. The city was built for about 80,000 people, and it's about half that now. So Abdelazim wants to create a 10-year plan tailored for the city's current size and take inventory of Binghamton's assets. He listed things like water lines, fleets of vehicles, and recreational areas.
And what would David say to that?
David says Abdelazim had his chance to implement changes. He was deputy mayor under Matt Ryan. That was the administration right before David took office. Abdelazim says their priorities changed because of the floods.
We then faced three traumatic floods that ravaged our infrastructure, and we faced the worst economic recession in probably 80 years. We saw a loss of revenue from the sales tax when the county grabbed more of it. So we were limited.
Abdelazim has questioned whether the city is prepared for another flood, right?
Right. He says the city's flood maps aren't up to date. Abdelazim says that could lead to higher insurance premiums for homeowners along the river. David says he'd like to update the flood walls, but that could cost millions. He adds that the cost of flood protection is an issue across the southern tier.
First of all, we can't borrow that money because we don't own the flood walls, and we want to pursue grant money. Many of the municipalities want to pursue grant money. And make no mistake, I think my opponent is fear-mongering. He's trying to scare people. FEMA has made it very clear these flood maps are not going to change tomorrow. You're talking about many years. They might not even be adopted during the next 4 years during my second term.
At the same time, David says, it's important to plan for the future.
So Abdelazim says the money is there to pay for these inspections.
He says absolutely. Not only to protect from another flood, but to make sure that people have the ability to sell their homes. If flood insurance premiums are too high, then buyers would be less likely to purchase that home in the water. You also heard David say this is an attempt by Abdelazim to scare people. He called it fear-mongering. I asked Abdelazim about that.
If you ask anybody of the 2,000 property owners that were impacted and the residents that live there, if that's fear-mongering, absolutely not. They experienced it. These are real issues, real threats that we need to address with compassion. I don't want to motivate people out of fear. I want to motivate them out of love.
Binghamton residents head to the polls on Tuesday to vote for mayor. Gabe Altieri, thanks so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
You can read more about these issues surrounding the Binghamton mayoral race at WSKGnews.org. This is WSKG News.